Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you don't respect any people, you don't respect God. If you don't submit to any people, you don't submit to God. If you don't listen to anybody else, you don't listen to God. These things are revealed in what you do or don't do with God's representatives and with the people God's placed in your life. In the centurion's mind, he did this just like he functions in the military. He comes and he said, "Permission to be healed, sir." just give the command, sir. Just give the command. And Jesus looked around and said, "Would you look at that? Would you look at that? This man has off the chart faith. He's not a preacher. He's not a scribe. He's not a doctor of the law. He's not somebody that prays 12 hours a day. He's a fighting man, military man." Then he looks at him and says, "Be it done to you, just like you believe." What did the centurion say? "Thank you, sir."
Yes.
That's it. No checking, no looking for symptoms, no running some more tests. Come on, y'all listening to me? This is the difference. Do you accept the word of the Lord as final?
Amen.
Most do not. Most will pray and then they'll check. The Bible said that you and I are even to endure hardness as good soldiers. Am I quoting that right? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And yet, most of the body of Christ, they lost their jacket, their shoes are not shined, they're untied, and they come and go, "I need to be healed, Lord. I need to be healed. I really need to be healed." He said, "You are healed, soldier."
Amen.
They go, "I know you said that, but I'm still hurting and I feel so bad." And they're disheveled and they're undisciplined. And it's not just being a lack of that. That is connected to no faith. And I think many have not made the connection. There's nothing spiritual about being sloppy. Some have imagined, "Yeah, I'm just going to believe everything's going to be all right and just fly by the seat of my pants and not do anything, not prepare for anything, not, you know." And we live in a society where nothing's important. People don't make a big deal out of anything. They don't dress up for anything. They don't make special preparation. Everything's okay. It'll be okay. No biggie. No biggie. Well, there's supposed to be some things that are biggie.
Yes. Amen.
God's things are supposed to be biggie.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And it ain't a matter about having a bunch of money to buy a bunch of expensive stuff. It's just take clothes, for instance. If you got two t-shirts and a pair of jeans, you don't have to go out and buy a suit. Just wear your good one. Are y'all with me or not?
Yes.
Go ahead and wash it.
Yes.
Wouldn't hurt to break the iron out. Is that right? I know it, but go ahead. Break the iron out. Put a crease in them jeans. Won't hurt you at all. Wear your good one. Wear your good one. Clean yourself up. Carry yourself. Right? Don't slump around, slouch around. You're a child of God. Is that right?
Yes.
Carry yourself. Not with pompous pride, but with some dignity.
Amen.
There's difference because of whose you are.
Amen.
And who you represent.
Yes.
And it's not just a matter of, structure. It's a matter of your heart. Because the sloppier you are in life and the looser you are, that's an indication of no faith. One big thing about faith, anybody remember in Hebrews 11, Noah had faith. How was his faith demonstrated? He prepared. Is that right? He got ready for years. He got ready. Worked hard every day. Pumped all his money into this thing. Said out loud, faith prepares.
Faith prepares.
Well, big faith prepares big. We've had people ask us, what are you going to do with all them 30 offices over there? We'll find out.
That's right.
Is right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's better to have more than you need.
Yeah,
you know, we've done that on the churches. You know, we hadn't always had the back filled up. And you know, you put 1,000, 1,500 people in a building that seats 3,000, it don't look like you got a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
But you do.
Yeah.
But then we have meetings like KCM.
Yeah.
Right. We had the room. Max that place out.
Right.
Better to have more than you need.
That's right.
Than not enough. And big faith prepares
big.
Little faith prepares
little.
A little bit.
No
faith says, we'll wait and see if we need it. Wait and see if we need to do anything. We'll just wait and see if. No. Real faith will be evidenced in diligence, discipline. Have you noticed the creation of God? There's some order to this thing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we better be glad there's some order, you know, to our solar system. Are these planets that bump into each other? And that'd be the end of this deal. Even in its fallen state, there's still so much evidence of a perfect system. The systems have been affected by sin and the curse. But even in their fallen condition, you can see they were designed perfect before they fell. And God's going to restore it all. Keep reading. He said, go your way as you believed, so be it done to you. He gave him the command he asked for. He said, all right, so be it. Be it, and see, we need to see the significance of the word be. Do you know how this planet and the star and everything that's our sun came into being?
Amen.
God said, light be. Become. It's a creative command. So when he says, go your way, you got it. We're done.
Hallelujah.
You don't need to see anything else. Don't need to hear anything. You wanted a command. Here it is. So be it done to you.
Amen.
Just like you're believing. Be it done to you.
Amen.
And apparently that was it. And his servant was healed.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
How many believe this happened exactly like this?
Yes.
His servant was healed. In that self same hour. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go to Luke 7, please. Luke also records this account. And you got to put them together to get all the details. Luke 7, verse 1. Talking about the greatest faith. The greatest faith. Verse 1, when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, and see Dr. Luke, adds that he was dear to him. He's not just a hard man. He's his servant, but he cared about him. He was dear to him. He was sick and ready to die. He's at the point of death. We look at Matthew's account. We know he had paralysis of some kind and he was in pain. And Dr. Luke tells us he's about dead. He was at the point of death. Verse 3, when he heard of Jesus, who heard of Jesus? The centurion. He heard about, what did he hear about Jesus? Well, you know, Acts 10 gives a summary. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all. Oh, don't you like that? Healing all. Why would this centurion think that his servant could get healed? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. This passage calls all the people that got healed in Jesus' ministry satanically oppressed. Sickness is satanic oppression. It is not some blessing in disguise. Anybody with me on this? Don't believe these lies. There's nothing good about sickness. It's evil. It's okay to hate sickness. Now you love sick people, but you hate the sickness. And the same thing is true with poverty. There's no redeeming quality about poverty. You love poor people, people in need, but you should hate. Poverty is killing people on this planet. Sickness is killing people. It's destroying people. It's robbing children of their parents. It's robbing parents of their children, husbands and wives of their spouses. It's stealing all their money. It's taking their time. It's destroying their careers. People are literally starving to death for lack of a good meal to eat. That's poverty. It's evil. You should detest it. You should despise it. You should be full out against it. No embracing of it in any part, shape, form, or fashion. No implying it might be a blessing in disguise from God. That's not true. That's not true. What are you supposed to do with the enemy? Resist. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. When this man heard of Jesus and heard about the healings that had been happening, he sent to him the elders of the Jews. Now this is interesting. Because Matthew didn't say this. Matthew, the way he said it, kind of sounded like the centurion went there himself. But this is how big God is on delegation. Delegation, if it represents correctly, it's as if the person did it themselves. And we need to learn about how we have the name of Jesus. And authority's been delegated to us. And when we truly say something in faith and power in the name of Jesus, it's as though He said it. Yeah. A lot of lessons to learn here. He sent the elders of the Jews. And they besought Him that He would come heal His servant. So they're speaking for the centurion. He must have made a good impression for them to do this. They came to Jesus. They besought Him instantly, saying He was worthy for whom He should do this. Now, the centurion said something else. He said He wasn't worthy. Did you notice that?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.